Pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose is brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And joining me, head coach of Esack County Raider Girls Soccer, head coach Bob Babe. And coach, before we talk about this week, I know we talked about it last week, but revisit a little bit of an overarching synopsis of your thoughts of last week. A really good week of scoring 16 goals at a clean slate in there defensively against Oakland. A really good week last week of soccer played by your team.
Yeah, we played very well Monday and Tuesday. Played a new team in Riverside out of Oakland. Didn't know much about them. We were able to score 10 goals and played very well that game. And then the following night, West Central Valley came in, and we knew they'd be a very strong team. We started out really hot in the first half, scored 5 goals. And then in the second half, they started playing very well, but we held on for the win.
You look at those two games, if there's a couple things that you can point to what really led to the victories and what the team did strong, what would you think those couple of things would be, again, against Oakland and then against West Central Valley?
We passed the ball very well, and we took really good shots, a lot of shots on frame. We had been in a kind of a slump. We were just taking shots at whatever we could, and we were off frame quite a bit. But last week, they were on frame, and most of them made them into the net.
Once again, chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer, and now you shift gears to this week. A little bit of a schedule change. Kemper, the game you were supposed to play back on Tuesday, has been postponed to a time yet to be determined. What does a week like this kind of look like? I mean, you're prepped for Tuesday, and then Tuesday goes away, and now the team sat from last Tuesday all the way to today.
Yeah, we spent a lot of practice time preparing for Tuesday, but unfortunately we can't control the weather. And from there, we had to turn our focus to another new opponent this year in Spirit Lake and do the best we can to prepare in a short time.
One of the things that's notable, and you talked about it earlier about the team this year, the shot on goal percentage has went through the roof compared to the team last year. What are some things that either you're noticing they're doing well or something that you've done in practice here in the early part of the season that's really kind of led to that number jump, getting more shots on frame, as you talked about earlier?
We just work on finishing more this year than we have in the past. We talk about always selecting the good shot, not just shooting. Maybe you have two or three defenders in front of you, and in the past we would take that shot anyway. Right now we're looking for a teammate maybe across the box, or maybe even passing down to the corner for a different centered shot or a centered pass for a shot. And so we're just taking the opportunity to slow things down a little bit, make a better decision, and so far it's been paying off.
You look at what this team's been able to do, led in goal scoring by Kenna Meyer. You had a pretty good idea that was going to be who is the leader scoring coming in, but the assist leader right now, Chloe Barrett. Talk a little bit about those two and what they've brought to the table. It seems like, you know, Barrett's got 6 goals as well so far on the season, a really good start to the year for her. But Meyer already halfway to her total from last year, and you guys have played 4 games.
Yeah, we knew it'd be a really good year for both of them, actually. Last year, they had good years for each of them, and then this year, things are just clicking for both of them. They pass the ball well between each other, and if the defense is focused on Kenna, then Chloe gets the shots, and then the defense transitions over, and then it opens Kenna up in the middle.
Once again, chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer. Again, pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now you dial into the opponent tonight, Spirit Lake, a team that comes in 5-1. I think they've already had 4 clean slate games this year where they don't allow a goal. Talk us through what you've seen in them. I mean, like you've talked about, a brand new opponent this year as you get ready to take on Spirit Lake.
Yeah, I don't know much about them, but what I can see in the stats, and it looks like it's going to be an equally matched game, very similar records. Their one loss was to a ranked Spencer team. Our one loss was to a ranked Panorama team. They have a couple really good goal scorers. We have a couple goal scorers, and their goalkeeper looks pretty solid, and we know Thayer's pretty solid for us. So it could be a mirror match tonight. It might come down to whichever team makes the least amount of mistakes.
And you talked about it a little bit there, but talk about the preparation for this game or what you were telling your team going into this game. Since it is an unfamiliar foe in the game tonight, coming in on a two-game winning streak, your team 3-1 through four games.
Yeah, we've just identified who their top three scorers are. We just want to know where they're at on the field at all times. Be aware of the first touches. If they're within 20 or 25 yards of the goal, be ready for a shot on that first touch. Get a body in front of them if it isn't a shot on that first touch and force a pass. And try to make someone else beat us other than those top three goal scorers.
All right, Coach, should be an interesting one tonight. Always fun to play a new team. Good luck tonight against Spirit Lake.
Thanks a lot.
And that was head coach Bob Babe of East Sac County Girls Soccer. The pregame show is presented by Schmidt Construction, and it's right here on KKIA.